Hello, here we are again with another program. We're going to be in Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. Reading in verse number 13, it says, He, that is Jesus, went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitudes resorted unto him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat at his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and the Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth with and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Let me read that line again. Why did Jesus come? To call sinners to repentance. And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast, and they come and say unto him, Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days.
'Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest theme, tell the world again. Our God is able to deliver thee. The grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, He will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee.
In our last chapter, we saw a man being carried in on a bed. He was brought to Jesus, and he found out that the Lord is able to deliver him. In our timetable here, as we look at this portion of Scripture, Jesus, of course, is in Capernaum, and the crowds are coming. Unlike back at Nazareth, where they wanted to throw him off a cliff because he preached the truth, here they're coming. Now, I would like to say they're coming because they want to hear the message, That's not true. The main reason they were coming is they wanted to have the miracles. However, they were coming. Four men brought another man on a bed to Christ, and there's the key right there. A true friend, a true friend. If you're a Christian and you have some friends out there, if you're a true friend, you'll bring them to Jesus. Well, you'll find that if you're going to try to bring someone to Jesus, the crowd's going to be standing there in opposition. They couldn't get in because of the crowd. Well, this man, he was finally put down through the roof, and Jesus, first of all, said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." And then he said, "Take up thy bed and walk." So let's get first things first. It's more important to keep him out of hell than it was to keep him out of the hospital. And he took care of the spiritual need first, and then he took care of his physical need. Well, as we get down here in verse number 13, it says, "Jesus went forth again by the sea side, and all the multitudes resorted unto him, and he taught them." Now, once again, the multitudes are coming. They're coming for the miracles, but they're going to get the message. It says here that he taught them. He taught them. That's more important than the miracles. Well, the next verse says, "As he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him." He saw Levi. Levi, his name was also Matthew. He wrote the first book of the New Testament. But when he's sitting here at the receipt of the customs, he is a publican. What is a publican? A publican is a Jew who is hired by the Romans to collect taxes from the Jews. And these publicans, how they got paid was, say the tax was going to be 40%, then the publican could add on whatever he wanted. So he would add on another 20% and put it in his pocket. And so publicans were the absolute most despicable people in the minds of the Jews. And so Jesus walks through here, and he comes by this man, and he is a publican, Matthew, Levi is called here. And he's sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. What kind of reaction would that have? Why in the world would Jesus pick a despicable man like that to write the first book in the New Testament? Why would he have a despicable man like Levi to come and be one of those 12 who would turn the world upside down, who would change the world? Well, God knows what he's doing here. We don't, our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways. God, the Lord here, knew the heart of Matthew. He knew his heart. And so he said, "Follow me." He left everything. Can you imagine what that meant to him? I mean, he had his friends. They were wicked people out there in the world. They were publicans and sinners, they're called here in this portion of the scripture. He left everything, and he left everyone, and it simply says, he followed him. Not only did he follow him, but we see him having fellowship with him. It came to pass, verse 15, that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. Now what happens here is the first thing that Matthew did was he wanted to introduce his friends to Jesus. Now someone who is genuinely born again will do exactly the same thing. If you're not interested in bringing people to Jesus Christ, then you have good grounds to do what the Bible says. Check and see if you be in the faith. Are you really saved or not? If you're not interested in keeping other people out of hell, then check it out. You may have just prayed a prayer that meant nothing. "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And those that truly repent, all things pass away, and all things become new." So we see this man, Matthew, he followed the Lord, he had fellowship with the Lord, but it didn't take very long for the fault finders to show up. It says in verse number 16 down through to verse 22, we have these fault finders. And it says in verse 16, "The scribes and the Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, and they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth with publicans and sinners?" As you go down through this portion of scripture, you'll see in verses 1 through 12, they found fault with his methods. In verses 13 to 28, they found fault with his men. And in chapter 3, 1 through 6, they found fault with his ministry. Well, we see the multitudes, and they're mostly concerned with the miracles. We see Matthew, this man, and he is concerned with the message. He found the Lord, and the Lord transformed him. Old things passed away, and all things become new. He became simply someone in the potter's hands.
To the hands of the potter, from an old field of clay, I was brought by the Spirit to Jesus one day, and the people gathered round him, and each tried to say what the potter would make from this poor lump of clay. Just some clay, and the potter, plain old clay, but the potter, for his clay and the potter, plain old